Another complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Under the command of his friend, Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Army, Jim is in charge of a group of United Nations guerrilla fighters on Jap-conquered Malaya. The daring group has already destroyed a vital Jap airfield and has done invaluable propaganda work among the natives. Learning that his old friend, Lieutenant Colonel Shorty Weir of the Army Air Forces, is a Japanese prisoner at this very base, Jim is determined to effect his escape. The task is seemingly impossible, for the Japs plan to execute Shorty Weir at noon, less than 6 hours away. While Jim works out his plan of attack, Shorty Weir himself is in the tiny cubicle that has been his cell. A sneering Japanese officer informs the Yankee flyer of his fate.
Oh, hello, Colonel Weir. I thought you enjoyed your breakfast.
Guess again, Tokyo. Don't you monkeys ever get tired of nothing but rice morning, noon, and night?
We are soldiers, Colonel, not dieticians.
Well, I'll agree with that last part anyway. What was all the commotion a while back? All those explosions and everything.
We fought off a squadron of your heavy bombers. Destroyed every one of them.
Berlin papers, please copy. Those weren't the Yankee planes I heard exploding.
I am here to ask questions, not to answer them.
Are we going to go through that routine again?
From what base did you take off before our superior flyers forced you down?
I've already told you. Shangri-La.
Please. The Japanese patience is nearly at end.
That makes it mutual. I've given you my name, my rank, and serial number. According to international law, that's
international law. We are law here. We have treated you well, Colonel. Almost as an equal. And that's all?
Well, you haven't tortured me yet, but...
There will be no torture. There is no time. You will sign this paper, please.
Yeah, I can't read these hand scratches. What's it say?
Simply that your treatment was kindly and your trial was fair. Sign this.
Wait a minute. What trial?
The court-martial which was held last night, when it was agreed to execute you.
Execute?
Of course. You will be taken to the native village at noon today. All the natives will see that white race is far from superior.
Going to make an example of me, huh?
Precisely. You will be given the death of a samurai warrior.
Samurai? Beheaded.
It is very great honor.
Yeah. Guess it all depends on how you look at it.
Now, come, sign.
Sorry, Tokyo.
You refuse.
Wouldn't you?
These letters you entrusted to me yesterday, one to your mother, you will never know what happened to you. She will never know unless you sign.
Well, maybe it's just as well.
And this friend you prayed so personally, Jim Bradley.
Yeah, Jungle Jim. Sure wish he was around these parts right now.
You think he could help you, this Jungle Jim?
Yeah, I think he'd try. And it'd be a lot of fun while it lasted.
Fuck off, fool, idiot! He would only share your own fate. I only wish this famous Jungle Jim would try to help you. It would be great satisfaction to see his head roll in the sand beside yours.
The Jap's vindictive prophecy will be put to the test sooner than he realizes, as we'll see in just a moment. Right now, I want to remind you that if you haven't seen the Comic Weekly lately, or even if you have, you'll do yourself a favor by buying it this Sunday. It'll start the week off right for you, just as it does for 15 million others. Yes, 15 million readers feel that Sunday isn't complete without the entertainment of the Comic Weekly. That's because the 15 leading Sunday papers which distribute it from coast to coast see to it that the brilliant, full-color pages of the Comic Weekly are jam-packed with your favorite features. Action, mystery, adventure, they're all waiting for you in the thrilling picture stories of the Comic Weekly. So do yourself that favor and ask your news dealer for it this Sunday. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to the hills of Malaya and Jungle Jim.
Nothing to do now but wait, Sing Lee. We'll have to use a setup as is.
This is as likely a spot as we will find, Jim.
Suppose they decide to have the execution back at the airfield.
They won't come, son. It'll be in the village, all right.
But why should it? I mean, what's the point?
As the Japanese call it, tamaku.
That's it. It's to lose face. Part of their policy is to degrade and disgrace the white race whenever they can.
But they're nuts! Killing a guy because he had the bad luck to be captured.
But they will not consider it so. They will tell the natives it was their superiority, not his bad luck.
But why should they care what the natives think?
Because they need native slave labor.
Oh.
If they can't get it through goodwill, they figure on getting it through fear.
Had you spent more time in your native China, Thompson, you would have seen this theory in all its brutal action.
You forget, O Ancient One, that America is the land of my birth.
You give no one a chance to forget it.
I just hope Chino and Mao are all right, Sing Lee. And I just hope this is the road they'll take to the village.
As the other roads are mere jungle trails, Jim.
That's what Mao said, and he grew up around here. This is the only road their cycles and trucks can use.
I hope so. Any sign of activity back at the airfield, Sing?
The field glass discloses nothing.
Shouldn't be long. It's almost 11 o'clock.
And if they allow 3/4 of an hour to reach the village...
Yes. Our wait should not last much longer.
And keep your glass trained on that grove of pulisan trees this side of the field.
I am.
Is that where Mac and Chino are, Jim?
Right. They'll signal with a mirror when the execution party passes them.
I could wish Kolo was with us.
So could I. But he can do more in the village with Mission Mal in case there's a slip-up here.
How can there be a slip-up?
Oh, you never know in this kind of fighting, Thompson. Remember, after what we did to their airfield this morning, they'll be on the alert.
Oh, it won't do them any good if the Australian and his men do their stuff with that boulder.
It won't be any pushover.
Oh, how can we miss? Look, the road right here passes between this clump of resac trees and that limestone cliff across the way.
Well, that's why we picked this spot.
Sure. When the advance guard's motorcycles get beyond the cliff, the Australian pushes that boulder down to block the road. Their advance guard will be useless to them.
Only for a while, though.
Long enough.
That will depend on us.
I'll try to shoot the tires of the car or truck Shorty Weir's in. And if I can manage to do it...
I'll pick off the driver before he knows what hit him.
It won't be that easy. They won't be reading a book while we're doing all this, you know.
Well, these restack trees will give us good cover.
Unfortunately, the man we hope to save will not have such cover.
Huh?
Your uncle's right, Thompson. As soon as the fireworks begin, they'll kill Shorty Weir.
Unless we can keep them too busy.
Jeepers, creepers. I never thought of that.
Agreed, boastful one.
And after the advance guard passes, we'll have maybe 3 minutes. And there'll be plenty crowded ones.
You or I are younger than mine, Thompson. Take the field glass.
Sure, huh?
The Australian and his men are sure lying low.
As they are ready. And no doubt as anxious for this waiting to end that we are.
Not a sign of life up the road. Any chance of their passing those pulisan trees without Mac and Chino seeing them?
It isn't likely. Just keep looking for a mirror flash. It's after 11 now. If they expect to reach the village by noon, they'll have to leave the airfield within the next few minutes. So now is the time to look for them.
Hey, Tokyo. This road isn't exactly the Lincoln Highway. How about untying my hand so I can balance myself better?
Oh, not possible, Colonel Wheel.
Well, then at least let me sit down. There's nothing to grab onto in the back of this truck.
Lean against the sideboard there and stop whining.
Ah, who's whining?
If you had signed the statement as you were asked, you would have been showed more consideration.
Okay, don't start that all over again. How long will it take us to reach the village?
Not long enough to satisfy you, Colonel Weir. Another half hour at most.
The way your jumping jack is driving this thing, the truck will shake itself to pieces before then.
Rest assured, the truck will last longer than you will. Much longer. Let you obey, I know.
What?
Strange. I thought I saw the glint of reflected light in that grove of pulisan trees back there.
Well, what if you did?
It is a strange place for anyone to be.
If you ask me, so is this.
But no one did ask you. See, there it is again. I shall investigate that when I return.
Oh, why don't you turn back and do it now? Might be something important.
Also, have your joke, my friend, but nothing will interfere with your execution.
Hey, which of you monkeys is going to actually give it to me?
Did you think this samurai sword at my side was for new decoration?
You, huh?
You find news amusing?
I do not.
Then what are you grinning at?
Just wondering what would happen if I took you on in a fair fight.
You would really find it more painful, I think.
Well, I sure enjoy showing you you're wrong.
I know.
Hey, what's wrong?
The real motorcycle guard is pointing to something.
Hey, look, Tokyo. That limestone cliff dead ahead.
So? Yes, that boulder on top.
Looks like it. Look out!
Simon! Guard! We are cut off from that. Beware of this.
Well, for...
Guard! Guard, are you...
Now what the Sam Hill is...
So, you think you can do it? The driver. They shot driver.
Well, that guard back there isn't just taking a beauty nap either.
Fool, stupid idiot! How do they explain it? System, a machine gun.
You're tooting it is.
They're on top of the cliff.
Sounds like they're taking good care of your advanced guard.
Well, they are too far away to take care of you, my friend.
Hey, what do you think you're going to do with that sword?
What it was made for? 60 yonky feet.
You come near me with that thing and I'll kick your head off.
Execution will take place as planned.
You may have my hands tied, but my feet are still...
Oh.
Hang on, Shorty, I'm coming. Keep away from me, Tokyo.
You think one kick will stop me? You do not like this taste of Japanese steel, huh?
All right, Superman. How could I when the other fella came to our
guy? Look out, Jim! Oh, you fool!
Keep my arm out the other way, Shorty!
All right! I will! Use your gun, Jim!
No, I won't need it on
trigger!
Good going! You knocked him right against the...
Oh, look out! So, the sword point is on it again! And instead of one, they will be...
You okay, Jim?
It's just barely, Thompson.
How about the jack?
You got him all right. Right through the head.
Yeah, he dropped like a sack of potatoes.
You got both of us, Shorty. Oh, this is Tom's son, Lieutenant Colonel Weir.
Hello,
how
Tom.
Do you do?
Now, come on. Let's make tracks out of here.
Right. I think you'd better join my uncle and Misha.
Misha? Well, he's in the village with Cole.
Not, no, he isn't. He's with my uncle, Sing Lee, with bad news.
Well, where's Cole?
That's just it. The Japs have grabbed him, Jim, as a volunteer for slave labor.
Still other adventures starring Jungle Jim are waiting for you every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. The Comic Weekly brings fun-filled moments of entertainment to 15 million readers on the home front every week, and they're not alone. According to recent surveys with men in the armed forces, too, the comics top the list of preferred reading. And the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funny. Its beloved characters are old friends, pals who never let you down. Men and women in their 30s and 40s can boast a lifelong companionship with Jiggs and Maggie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, the Captain Jammers. Younger folks in their 20s have been friends since childhood with Blondie, Popeye, Flash Gordon, Little Annie Rooney, Donald Duck, and Skippy. And readers in their teens look forward to such boon companions as the Phantom, Prince Valiant, the Lone Ranger, and the newest exciting member of the Comic Weekly family, Buzz Sawyer. One of the 15 great Sunday papers which distributes the Comic Weekly brings it to this city. So ask for it on Sunday. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. And next week, we'll bring you another radio episode starring Jungle Jim.